All right, yeah, I got you. Yeah, I was gonna say too, with the Raspberry Pi, you can. I just use my iPhone as a hotspot when I'm mobile, and there's some quirks. You definitely gotta change, like, I turn 5G off, so I'm running LTE to keep it stable, so I'm trying to switch between towers while I'm talking, because then you can get that gargle, you know, and not complete transmission, and you drop out, this and that. So, I mean, there's a lot of different things you gotta put on there and maximize compatibility. But if you're stationary and this and that, perfect, it works fine. At the house on Wi-Fi, you know, it kicks butt. I think the champ. I could be out there running 0.3 watts at the fire out back and hitting my digi repeater just fine. And I even put a beam on there once just for fun and went hunting, and I was still able to hit it. I angled it right to where I was hunting, and that was pretty fun being out there in HT. KEA, ZKN Mobile.
Right, KB8OE. Yeah, I need to do that. The problem, see, I'm not a complete purist, but I always, in my head, because I've went without cell phones before, and the area I live is around a river basin, we lose signal, and then we've had times where all telecom dropped, and we've had times we lost internet. I'd like to keep the HF stuff going, and VHF, UHF, multi-modes are something I really need to get back into, focus on. I've got enough equipment to do it, and there's a lot of guys locally that said they would do it, and I would like to do some digital modes on single sideband on the bottom of the 2-meter band as well on 440. But, you know, getting everybody together and getting and actually achieving those things that you want to do as opposed to what you have to do, you know, the fun stuff has to be second place.